It's time for the Global Leadership Summit 2024. And the two people who know exactly what's going on with regards to the summit would be Jerry and Janine Couchman. I love that the fact that you're married, because all married couples, I have the opportunity for them to introduce one another. You see, because you know one another so well. Let's start with Janine. You can introduce Jerry. Let me hear that one first.
Okay. This is Jerry Couchman, my beloved husband. He is the CEO of the Global Leadership Network of Southern Africa. He has been the CEO for the last 21 years. He is also the regional director of Southern Africa. So he looks after about 13 countries. He is the grandfather to 5 grandbabies and dad to 4 children.
Nation building now. That's impressive. Definitely. Jerry, who's Janine?
Janine is the love of my life. We've been married some 36 years odd now. And every day is a gift for us. And so Janine's been working with me since I joined 21 years ago. And she's the machine that makes it happen. She's amazingly task driven. And how she keeps control of all the little details and just brings all together from across the country, these sort of 31 sites that we run is, it astounds me, even though I've watched her and lived with her now for this period of time. But it still astounds me the amount of work she gets through.
Yeah, the both of you are impressive people. You know, when you meet people who leave an impression immediately, you look like people can get stuff done. But Janine, I am curious, why did the two of you get involved in the first place? Did you have a business, or in what leadership capacity were you curious in the first place?
Well, Jerry was in the business world, and I used to be involved as a volunteer in our local church. And during one of Jerry's business trips, he had the opportunity to visit the Willow Creek Community Church in Chicago. And he was so impacted by what he saw there, he wanted to take me. So he went along to a conference, an evangelism conference, actually. And it was during that conference that we heard Bill Hybels speak about the fact that the local church is the hope of the world when it's working right. And ever since then, for about 3 years, we were drawn to that, and we felt God calling us to that. And we felt that we wanted to be the hands and feet to the local church. So eventually, we offered to volunteer for, at that stage, the Willow Creek Association in South Africa, which has since become the Global Leadership Network in South Africa. And before we knew what was happening, Jerry was invited to go for an interview to become the CEO, and there he got the job. So that's what we've been doing ever since. And then as the Willow Creek Association evolved, we became more and more focused on leadership and the importance of leadership for pastors, for business leaders, for community leaders, anybody who finds themselves in a position where they have influence over other people. And that includes a mother, a mom who takes care of her family, her husband, her children. She has influence over those people. So she's a leader. Mm. And that's why we believe in the power and the impact of the Global Leadership Summit, because it can reach so many different people's lives.
Yeah, the thing is, a summit is like once in a year focused input into people's lives, but it can't work without the network where people are part of a community that have influence on one another. Jerry, I mean, this is the Global Leadership Network Southern Africa that you are CEO of. Network-wise, do these people actually have a way to communicate with one another, or is the network more focused on your contacts?
No, I think being over the years, people have leaders across from Cape Town up to Gauteng and here in KZN have all connected with one another, and they do it outside of us. They carried on now because they got good relationships with each other, because over the years we've had get-togethers where we all had them in the same room, and some really, really strong friendships and bonds have been formed, you know. So yes, I think they've done it despite us in a way.
No, because it's one of the things that I feel as a church we could strengthen would be the whole idea of fraternals and networks and places where people can actually converse and do life with people in the same place they are, people who can understand and know the challenges that you have. We actually, I mean, Ginny, this is, in other words, a role of yours to be the connectors who connect the people who need the connection, even if they don't want to see it themselves sometimes.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, COVID undid some of the networking and the connections that were already in place. You know, sadly, these days, when we speak to a host church and we say, well, can you speak to your local fraternal? Those fraternals don't exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah, which is so sad for us. But, you know, I think it's COVID. And then the other thing that plays a role is the fact that churches are seeing transition of leadership. So a host church pastor is handing over his role as the leader of the church to a younger person. And I think some of the connections that were formed are lost, you know, because these younger leaders, they've got their own way. They want to forge their own way. They've got their own relationships in place. So, you know, we are hoping to rebuild that. And it sometimes takes time. Mm. So, yeah, we hope that the Global Leadership Summit does give them an opportunity to reconnect with one another and to reestablish friendships between local churches in local cities.
I think, Janine, you've experienced it at the summit, you know, tea times and lunch times, trying to get the guys back in the room after the time up is a bit of a challenge because everybody's connecting and everybody's talking. And that's actually one of the main reasons why people go to live events and don't just watch online, because it gives me a great chance to network.
Yeah, yeah. It's strategically important. I must say, Janine, just for, and I don't think of this as a countrywide thing. In Gauteng, we had the normal fraternals, but then we also had the youth guys who connected on their own. It is, as you say, they're not the leaders yet, but they were starting to connect on their own. And I thought that was something that was quite rare, you know, that where we were to start something up where the youth leaders, even the worship leaders, all the people who are the next generation, they want to connect in another way, in a different kind of way. And because they've connected then when they become leaders, those connections are in place. It's definitely something worth looking into to have a more concerted effort to link the next generation on their own, on the side first, mm-hmm. before they get part of the rest. Jerry, obviously you went there and Janine said that you were so impressed with what you heard. So obviously as a leader yourself, you must have learned stuff at the leadership summits that you could implement strategically and immediately and practically, didn't you?
Yes. We're always astounded. The speakers get booked 2 years in advance and then you can speak this year, but I can't. And so we look at it that God puts together the faculty, but it's amazing how there's always a thread that goes through, you know, the faculty. They don't know what the next person is going to be speaking about, but we just see this common thread. And this year it was perseverance, you know, was the common theme going through a lot of the talks, perseverance and just the importance of people, which, you know, as leaders we know, but you know, there was those two themes very, very strongly through each of the talks.
So in other words, that they felt that the leadership, the audience at this stage where we are globally, they need to be encouraged to persevere, that it's really hard out there, Janine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, whatever we hear at the summit in any particular year, it's amazing how it's always fresh and it's always insightful and we're always able to apply it. You know, over the years that Jerry and I have led the Global Leadership Network, we have used what we have learned at the GLS to, it's equipped us and it's enabled us to lead. There's always something new. You know, we've got Harvard professors, we've got global thought leaders, we've had heads of state, rock stars, we've had sports specialists, we've had pastors, business consultants, and they all somehow, in some meaningful way, have the ability to deposit something in us that we can take and apply. You know, I mean, I have been hearing speakers for 18 years now, and it's amazing how when you find yourself in a situation, how something that you've heard someone say immediately comes to mind. Mm. And you can almost quote something that one of the speakers said, and it will help you in a given situation where you need to do something. It's just incredible.
Because Jerry, I mean, there's an expectation of just the fact that you're a leader, there's this expectation that you've got to have the answers, that you have to be new and creative and fresh the whole time because the world is changing. And as a leader, you've got to come up with the stuff. Nah? But that's a heavy for a leader to bear. You need outside input to stimulate you to stay on the edge.
Yes, no, definitely with these. And that's the faculty. You know, the people that put together the conference in the States are always looking for something fresh and new and someone that's got cutting-edge knowledge, you know, of leadership.
So the speakers that they choose are always doing something that's current, that it's relevant to current cultural issues, that they're looking at what's happening around them in the world, so that we as people who are struggling with those very same issues have something to grab onto, have something to take and apply, you know. So, for instance, at the moment, we've got some speakers who, in particular one I'm looking at here, is Marcus Buckingham. And he speaks about something that we all know about very well. His talk is called Unleashing the Most Powerful Force in Business. And I wonder if you can guess what that is. So simple. It's love.
What?
Love.
Do you actually care?
Yes. He says, where is the love? We need to have love and work together. It's not just about work, work, work. So that is going to be such a powerful talk, I think. I mean, and it's so relevant. You know, the world is a loveless place. It's a hard, hard place.
Yeah.
We need more love. And then the other one, if I can just mention, is the Harvard professor. We always have a Harvard professor, which is amazing. His name is Professor Arthur Brooks. And he's going to be speaking about getting happier in an unhappy world. So his whole thing is about getting rid of contempt. The world is full of contempt in all situations. Everywhere there is contempt. So he speaks about what makes us happy, how we can stay happy, and it's not about emotion. So his main thing is about getting rid of contempt.
Because the contempt steals your happiness.
Absolutely.
You know what, I don't know where we heard it once, that it was a study that was done that specifically said that Switzerland is the most unhappy country in the world. And they've got money, they've got security, they've got income, they've got work, they don't have unemployment. Nothing of that is part of their life. And still, you can be extremely unhappy and unsatisfied. And I would think that something like that, you become critical when you're not satisfied. You become discontented. And that must steal the last little drop of gratefulness that you have for everything that you have. I can totally see that happening.
Absolutely.
So he like says, declare war on contempt. That's how serious he is about it.
He was quite amazing because, you know, normally profs are a little bit, dry.
Stuffy.
He's got so much life. If he was my prof, I'd definitely make sure I went to, you know, all of those lectures. That's for sure.
Okay, so how does this work now? A normal person, yeah, you are in South Africa. I mean, these people are Americans and all. How do I have access to this? How does the Global Leadership Summit work for someone here in South Africa?
So it gets recorded in Chicago in August. And there's a whole lineup of speakers of which we get to choose 8 or 9 tops. And we craft an event that we feel is contextually what's going to serve South Africans the best. So it gets pre-recorded. We put in some programming elements around each of the speakers. There's live facilitation so that we have some sort of action plan when we leave. And it's not just something that's tickled your ears. And then We launched this starting the second week of October across the country, and it runs for 6 weeks after that at all the different 30-odd venues.
So the way people can find out more about it to see if it is happening in their city is they can go to our website, which is www.globalleadership.org.za, and the page will pop up. There will be information about all the speakers, a little bio, and then they can just scroll down, and all the venues are there with the dates of the venues, and they can just click on that date and city, and it'll take them directly to the ticketing page.
Okay, so if it's at a church in your area, you've got to have a ticket that you get at the ticketing page, and then you go to the event, and it's as simple as that. They'll let you know what, where, and when you have to see who.
That's right. So the event is a full, it's a day, so it starts at 8:30 in the morning, and we finish at 4:30 in the afternoon.
A very, very intense day, the whole day. But what if I'm a church, or what if I'm a business leader and I want to host one? If I go through the list and I see my city or my town is not there, is it possible for me, someone that you don't know, to host them as well?
Yes. So we have something that's called a GLS Hubs. So a hub is a small version of a big GLS premier site. So a hub is normally between, the requirement is that it must be 10 people and the maximum number is 100 people. So they can get in touch with me and then we will have a discussion, and then we can give them access to the content and they can host a hub. The people who attend their hub also have to pay for a ticket, but that is sort of much more low-key. There's no programming or, you know, worship or live elements or anything. They will just get to watch the content. So my email address, if someone wants to contact me about that, is Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, at globalleadership.org.za. They are called GLS Hubs.
It's so doable. I mean, this way you can literally, there are no limits. You can cover anything and everywhere. And after you've watched everything, you were saying that this specific, the 2024 one, was focused on sticking it out, pressing through. Is that the message that you want to leave with South Africa as well? Jerry, if you now had to speak to South Africa representing this and invite people to come and attend, what's the message that you want to stick after they've attended the whole one?
Well, the whole thing is, as we said, is perseverance. So I think in these times we're getting challenged from every which angle, and we're losing some top leaders. I think, as you've seen in the world as well, some top church leaders have been lost, and so it's just vital that we stand together, that we lift each other's arms up, you know, and work together to change a country, to change a city. Particularly, in cities. The one, if I can just mention quickly, the one really great, we call it a grand vision story, where God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. We were blessed to have the president of Malawi. We filmed him, and we went from the village that he grew up in with no electricity, no running water, and there we sat with him in the state house with the chandeliers and the opulence. And this man is amazing. He's the first time I've heard a country leader say, "I don't make any decisions before I've brought it before God and listen to what He's got to say." And so his story, people will be, will be amazed by his story. So we're excited about that for Africa.
Globalleadership.org.za. globalleadership.org.za. We'll also post that for you on Facebook so that you can go there afterwards. Thank you for the work that you two are doing. We are proud of the work that you're doing. We truly feel it helps people, and it's got eternal value, godly value in South Africa. We need more leaders that can do life God's way, just like the president of Malawi. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, and thank you for what you do, Janine. We appreciate you.